Amen.
God says, the scripture says, don't go after your lusts. You feel what I'm saying? Read on.
But refrain thyself from thine appetite.
But you have to refrain yourself from your appetite. Okay, read on.
If thou givest thy soul the desires that please her, she will make thee a laughing stock to thine enemies that malign thee.
She gonna make you a laughing stock before your enemies. Now, let me tell you all something. It's many different lusts and appetites that brothers have. You know, some brothers, y'all might like wearing female underwears.
What?
I like wearing panties. I like putting on my wife panties. Some of y'all might have that spirit. Some of y'all might have that spirit. In your mind, that's what your mind's saying. This is what you like doing. That's your appetite. If you're dealing with that, get rid of that evil, filthy spirit. Y'all understand? Read it again one more time.
If thou givest thy soul the desires that please her.
If you like wearing your wife panties, read on.
She will make thee a laughing stock to thine enemies that malign thee.
No. Y'all know the head of immigration that just got fired. Her name was Chelsea Sum. That chick. Kelsey Gnomes, right? Christine Gnomes or something like that. Type up Christy Gnomes' husband dressed as a woman or something like that. Pull that up for me. I'm going to show you all some. Because in this truth, you are Israelite. You say you repented. But guess what? You online or you doing certain things you don't supposed to be doing. You giving into certain lusts that you so don't supposed to be giving into. And guess what? Them information is out there. Nothing ever disappear. Well, you all understand. Whatever you look at, I'm going to touch on that in a minute. Don't think the white man don't know. He see you. He like, yeah, what's this dude talking about? He's a big bad Israelite out there teaching. What's what he looking at? Don't worry, I'm gonna blow his spot up one of these days. But hey, where we at? Read that again one more time.
If thou givest thy soul the desires that please her, she will make thee a laughing stock to thine enemies that malign thee.
Now put that up. Kelsey Knowles. That's her name. What's her name again? Christy Knowles or something like that. Yeah, put that up. That's her husband. She the biggest immigration. Yo, she was good. That's why Trump and them had to get rid of her. Because they saw what was coming out. The dude dressed like a woman. He dressed like a woman. And he got pictures out there with him. Most likely he be getting banged too. I ain't going to put that past him. You know, but you brothers that into weirdo, freaky, nasty stuff, y'all get rid of that stuff, man. You freak, nasty brothers, get rid of that stuff. You brothers that watch evil, nasty stuff, y'all stop it, man. We ain't playing with y'all. Because y'all come, that will open an evil spirit inside of you. No, you out there, you wearing panties and you freaking wearing woman bras and, yo, you brothers, I tell you all, read it again one more time.
If thou givest thy soul the desires that please her.
If you give your soul the desires that please her, read on.
She will make thee a laughing stock to thine enemies that malign thee.
Everybody gonna laugh you, you know what I mean? Like what happened to that dude from Zakari. You understand? Don't play with certain things, brothers and sisters. Don't play with certain things. I know you all ain't perfect, but if you all need help, you all go to somebody and talk to somebody. Yo, I'm fighting this. I'm dealing with this. But the key thing is that you got to be fighting it. You cannot be giving in to that stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Okay? No. Where am I? Go to Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28 and 3 and read that for me. Ezekiel 28 and 3. And then Yeah, read that for me.
Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 3.
Let's go.
Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel.
What you all got to understand is that the white man is wiser than Daniel. Read on.
There is no secret that they can hide from thee.
And is no secret you could hide from the white man. Why you think he got these devices here? Everything you type on this, you all ever heard about something called megadata? Nothing disappear. Everything you do on these devices, the white man get it. So, some of you brothers might be watching certain type of porn. Brothers, restrain yourself from your appetite. Guess what? The white man see it. And guess what he's going to do? He will use it against you eventually. You understand? Eventually, he will use it against you. Brothers, be mindful. Don't type whatever. Always remember, I was watching this video the other day. This CIA agent, he said, don't ever text anything or put anything out there. In no text message, or because he said it never disappear and it will be used against you. This is what a CIA agent was telling somebody else, like, yo, don't ever text. He said, even if it's a joke, if you're doing it in a jokeful form, you know, people going to take it and it's going to be used against you in the future. Don't put nothing out there on social media or no text message that could be used against you. Even if it is a joking form. You know, sometimes you might make certain jokes and so forth. You know, somebody could take that and they could flip it on, you know. I'm telling you. So that's what a CIA agent said. So you brothers understand. Be careful. If you all stop doing them, stop playing with them stuff, man. I'm telling you all. Stop playing. It will get you hemmed up. Okay? No. Those of you all, you keep playing with that, you get caught up watching some kiddie, you know, they got that kiddie porn stuff that some people get caught up in. You get caught, you go into jail. And you get caught up in them things, don't call us neither. Don't call us. The time to fix it was when you repented and you came amongst us. You had supposed to stop. You go back and you're dealing with that kiddie stuff. Hey, I'm telling you, them things are serious and we not playing. You know what I mean? Because it's dangerous. Them is dangerous spirits you playing with. Now, Galatians 5 and 6. So it's no secret hid from him. The white man see everything. So you all stay there and think, you on your phone. Nobody see me. No, the white man just recording everything. He's like, yeah, I'm waiting for you to click on the wrong video. Then I'm going to come and get you behind. Okay? Now, read our next scripture for me.
Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything.
Galatians 5 and 16.
Oh, 16. Verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Uh-huh.
For the flesh lusteth against the spirit,
uh-huh.
And the spirit against the flesh.
This is what you all got to understand. There's a war going on inside. Your flesh against your spirit. Your spirit against your flesh. It's a war. It's like a war going on in your spirit. Okay? Read on.
And these are contrary the one to the other.
They are contrary one to another. So you got the lust of this world. You got the lust of porn and all these other things that you dealing with. Okay? All these other sins that's there. You got that and you got the word of God. And it's a war to do good. It's a fight. You all understand? But keep on reading.
And these are contrary the one to the other.
Uh-huh.
So that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
So what I want you all to understand too is, that war that's going on, you see, if you keep whatever you feed your spirit, right? Say if you keep, okay, let me entertaining it. then that will become strong and dominate you. You know what I'm saying? You know? You keep doing it and entertaining it. It's going to become something strong that you can't stop. Believe it or not, there is brothers that they might be battling, not putting on female underwear. You know what I mean? That's one more. That's our. It's not. That's not just our thing spirit, but that's also our effeminate and a homosexual spirit that you battling. You know, I'm telling you, some of y'all watch tranny porn. That's gay. That's a gay spirit you battling. I'm telling you all. You all have to overcome these things. You all got to stop playing with these things. It will destroy your soul. You all understand? And it will destroy your soul.
Go to Romans chapter 7 and verse 9. No, verse 8. Start there.
The book of Romans, chapter 7 and verse 8. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment,
right,
wrought in me all manner of concupiscence.
So pull up the definition of concupiscence. Read verse 8 again. Why are they getting a definition?
But sin, taking occasion by the commandment.
So Paul says sin taking occasion by the commandment. Watch what Paul says. Read.
Wrought in me.
Listen, wrought means it worked in me. Paul says it worked in me. This sin that was in me, read.
Wrought in me all manner of concupiscence.
So he said all type of concupiscence. Now, that's not a Negro word. We need to know, what does concupiscence mean? Look it up.
Concupiscence.
Uh-huh.
Strong desire.
Strong sexual desire. Go ahead.
Especially sexual desire.
Hit the drop down so we can see the other words. Watch what Paul is trying to let us know. Look. Come down. Okay, you got another one? Sex drive, sexuality, lust, sexual desire, lustfulness, sexual passion, libido. Paul says it worked in me all manner of concupiscence. Meaning what? Paul never explained what kind he was dealing with. Paul just kept it open. He said it was all manner. Manner means different types. So we don't know. He never explained. But the point is, Paul is saying all this work I was doing, there was evil thoughts in my head. But let's see what Paul did with that. Go to Romans 7 and verse 23.
Romans chapter 7 and verse 23.
Start at verse 20.
Verse
21. 21.
Verse 21.
Watch this.
I find then a law that when I would do good.
Paul says, I find then a law that when I was in the spirit, when I would do good.
Evil is present with
me. There's always that reminder, that demon that's in you. So even though I'm doing the work, I'm doing good, there's a reminder of the evil that's in me. This is what Paul is saying. Read.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Because the inward man is the spirit of who, brothers? Christ. Read.
But I see another law in my members.
Watch.
Warring against the law of my mind.
Uh-huh.
And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
So Paul says the law of sin was struggling in his mind. So in him doing the work, there was a fight. But this is the problem that's going on that Deacon's saying. Some of y'all brothers are fighting and y'all ain't saying nothing. Paul is talking about him opening up. He's talking about, even though he was doing the work, he says, look, I was fighting. But some of y'all brothers, some of y'all are barely doing the work and entertaining the sin. Some of y'all are doing some work and not even counseling. You can't do this fight on your own. So how can the leadership even help you if you ain't speaking up? It's just a matter of time. Now, here's the thing. Some of the sins that y'all are battling, it's demonic to the point where, guess what? You will go to jail. So some of the sins going on, you will go to jail. It's not right. Something ain't right up here. That's why y'all brothers need to really fast. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Can I get Psalm chapter 10, verse 9?
Yeah, some of you are not battling. You said battling.
Right.
Battling is you fighting.
Right.
Some of them is getting whooped. Is getting stone cold. Is getting their ass whooped. Mm-hmm. In the fighting, they gave up the fight. Yeah. They getting stumped out.
And Deke, when you ask them, so who do you counsel with? Nobody. Nobody. That means, like Deke said, you're not fighting. You just giving in. And when you come here, this is just a church to you. That's all this is. Go ahead, Cap.
And remember, Peter talks about certain sins that war against lust, wars against your soul. It's a spiritual warfare, and Esau knows that. That's why you have the CIA, Central Intelligence Agencies, as well as Amalek. They created porn. They're the ones that push that out there so that psychologically it could affect you guys in doing the work. But check this out. Psalm chapter 10, verse 9.
The book of Psalms, chapter 10, and verse 9.
Let's go.
He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den.
So that's your FBI, your CIA agents, all those different ABC agencies, the alphabet boys. Come on.
He lieth in wait to catch the poor.
That's the whole point. The whole purpose is they set up a society and they understand Esau is a master of psychology. They understand what's within a man. Like Mark chapter 7, when Christ talks about all the things that lie within our thought process. Esau knows that. And he illuminates your sins by creating a society in order to activate the sin within you. And what does he do? He lies in wait. He put a liquor store. He puts porn over there. He puts drugs in the community. He puts whatever your sin is. Esau created the vice to cater to your sins. And what do? They do what? Read that again.
He lieth in wait to catch the poor.
That's the whole purpose. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. All these things within society are traps in order to catch us. Come on.
He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his nest.
He doth catch the poor when he does draweth him to the net. What is the net? The internet. That's a trap. When he draws you into the net, the phone, it's a trap.
No, you got to say the same way. It's the net.
The net.
Internet.
The internet. It's
the
a trap.
Net is the trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. That's a bad one right there. Yeah, man. So you all stay away from the net.
Yeah. And it's not, and when we get, brothers, when your sins get exposed, remember, Esau is used as whose sword? God's sword. Get me second address, because Esau can't do what God has commissioned him to do. Second Ezra chapter 16. Second Ezra chapter 16, where it says, you know your sins, who you should hide. Get that real quick. 76, I think. Mm-hmm. Come on.
The verse 76?
No, when it says he knows your sins.
Oh, 63.
63?
Verse 63. Okay.
Yes.
Second Ezra chapter 16 and verse 63.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Surely he knoweth your inventions and what ye think in your hearts.
We think that we can hide our sins from God. We think that we can hide our sins from each other. God knows every thought process that goes within us. Come on.
Even them that sin and would hide their sin.
And that's why we say, brothers, do you have a counselor? Have you talked about it? Sometimes you try to hide your sin thinking that nobody sees you, but the Lord sees you. And guess what? Who else sees you? Esau sees you. And the Lord, remember, Esau is the Lord's sword. Come on.
Therefore, hath the Lord exactly searched out all your works.
Come on.
And he will put you all to shame.
Mm-hmm.
And when your sins are brought forth, ye shall be ashamed before men.
Mm-hmm.
And your own sins shall be your accursers in that day.
So the Lord could use the white man. So you're thinking, nobody sees me. The Lord said, okay. You call yourself a high priest. You taking the title of Christ. So let's see how much of a high priest, if you can measure up to the standard and the stature of Christ. Let's see and put your sins out there since you're exalting yourself, rather than coming before me humbly and confessing your sins. You're just but a man. And the Lord will use the white man. Why? They have everything on the internet and all your life is before everybody. That's why we have to overcome. We have to ask mercy, because the Lord will use the white man to expose us if we don't get over our sins. That's it, Deacon.
Mm-hmm. Yo, so hey, good. Let me get 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, because some of you all ain't right. So 1 Corinthians 6, 9.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, and verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Read that again, man.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall inherit the kingdom of God?
So if you are unrighteous, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. So what we are about to read is some unrighteousness. Okay, so if you are unrighteous, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Understand that, brothers and sisters. Read on.
Be not deceived, neither fornicators.
If you are fornicator, a fornicator is sexual sins, okay? Sexual sins. You sisters going around giving up the bucks, the dudes out there. You brothers going paying for prostitutes. You dealing with hoes. That's fornication. Y'all understand? If you do them things, you're not going to get the kingdom of God. Read on.
Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers.
Adulterers is... If you follow white Jesus, you follow Christianity, you're not getting the kingdom of God. How will you all understand that? Read on.
Nor adulterers. Nor effeminate. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Effeminate is what? You walk in, and when you walk in, you twitching like a woman. You putting your hand through your hair like that and acting like a woman. You understand? That's effeminate. You act like a girl. Okay, keep on reading.
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
The abuser of yourself with mankind meaning what? Homosexuality. You like men. If you like men, you're not getting the kingdom of God. Okay, read on.
Nor thieves.
If you are a thief, you're not getting the kingdom of God. Read on.
Nor covetous.
If you are covetous, you're not getting the kingdom of God. Read on.
Nor drunkards.
If you are drunkard, you're not getting the kingdom of God. Read on.
Nor revelers. Nor extortioners. Shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Read on.
And such were some of you.
And such were what?
And such were some of you.
And such were what?
And such were some of you.
Read on.
But ye are washed.
But now you are washed. So in the church of Corinth, there used to be extortioners, there used to be drunkards, there used to be effeminate men, there used to be abusers of themselves with mankind, there used to be adulterers, fornicators, idolaters. All of these type of people was in the church of Corinth. But the key thing we want is what? And such were is past tense. And such were some of y'all. Let me say us. You understand? And we all came from certain different lifestyles. We all was in the midst of whatever type of sin we was in the midst of before we heard this truth. And such was all of us. But the key thing is were. Okay? But what? Read on.
And such were some of you.
But what?
But ye are washed.
But now you are washed. Now you are cleansed. Why? Because you have repented. The Spirit of Christ cleaning you up. Okay, read on.
But ye are sanctified.
I know you are holy. Know you are sanctified. Read on.
But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus.
And that's how we are justified, through Christ. You all understand? From all the evil, wicked stuff that we all did, we are justified in Christ now. Because we were adulterers. We were thieves. We were. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But now we are supposed to be cleansed. So the thing is,
right,
brothers and sisters, listen. We got to come to that next level. You know what I mean? Them foolishness, y'all can't be getting caught up with it, you know? You understand? The fornication, the adultery. I know. Why is the reason why people commit sin? Who could help me? And let me get that in Hebrews 11. Who could help me? Pass the mic.
What's
the reason we commit sin? Why? Yeah, give it to the brother that stand up. Yeah, you answer. You that got the mic, man. What's going on, bro? What's the reason why do you commit sin?
We commit sin.
Why do you commit sin?
Why do I commit sin?
Yes.
Because sin is pleasurable.
Exactly. Okay? The reason why that person commits sin is because you get pleasure from it. It feels good. You understand? So now it's about what? It's about training yourself to hate sin. You understand? It's about getting rid of that dopamine that you feel when you commit that sin. Okay? Now, you have a man or a woman, they've been sexually active their whole life. Now you come to the truth. Now you gotta stop having that pleasure. You understand me? You already exposed it, so it's like, damn, I've been doing this my whole, you know, it's like. So now this is where abstinence comes in. You feel what I'm saying? Where you have to train yourself. And I'm not telling you all it's easy. But this is where praying and fasting comes in, you know? You all understand? Praying and fasting. You brothers here. Hope you all understand. All right? Now, do we got that thumbnail? We got the thumbnail, brethren? I had a lot on my mind, man. You know, I had a lot on my mind. I don't like that thumbnail. Let me see another one. Come on, man. Yes. Oh, D got just in time, man. Hit the ball! Come on.
Come on!
All praises, all praises. Okay. All right, we good. So, yo. Oh. They say we hate white people. I just started the class, by the way. Just started. You came just in time. You know, so they say we hate white people. That's the topic I'm touching on today. Okay, they say that we hate white people. Now I'm going to touch on some scriptures and I'm going to show you all some things. Okay? All right, so. No, can you put up the disclaimer that we got up there that we have? Yo, I like that thumbnail, man. Use that one instead. Wait, do you all get any video? No? Okay. Thank you, OC. I should have just called my team in Jersey to get it done, man. I said let me send it to OC, right? And then let's see what's up. I should have just sent my team in Jersey. They would have get it done. Okay, it's all good, though. Anyways, boom. Let me see where I want to start. Okay, let me see where I want to start. The disclaimer. Put the disclaimer up on the screen for me. Okay, this is a disclaimer that we put up. We tried to put it up. During all our classes and so forth. We are not a hate group.
We are not affiliated with any other Israelite group.
Uh-huh.
Israel United in Christ is a nonviolent Bible-based movement.
So we are not about doing violence to no man. Okay, picking up guns and fighting no one. Y'all understand? Keep on.
We do not advocate or condone any acts of violence against any race.
So we don't condone doing violence to any race. We don't.
Ethnicity.
Uh-huh.
Or gender. We advise that if anyone hears or knows of any plots to cause harm to anyone or to break the laws of the land, you must contact the proper authorities.
No. If anyone of you all hear anybody inside here talking about picking up guns and doing anything to any government, to the government, or any stupid crap like that, y'all report that person and kick that person up out of here. Because we don't teach it, and we let you all know straight we don't teach that. But why would somebody put that out there? It's a setup, bro. It's a setup. Do y'all remember Malcolm X, the head of his security got arrested in a plot to I think was to blow up the Liberty, the Statue of Liberty or something like that. He was just in the vicinity. You know, the informant took him there and had the meeting, but he wasn't part of it or none, but was a setup. You feel what I'm saying? So if anybody all here saying, talking about doing any kind of evil stuff, you better call the three-letter boys on their behind. I'm telling you all, you know, call them and then let us know. Yo, this dude was talking some, you know, I'm telling you all, we're not playing. Because why? We understand the time we're living in. We understand that COINTELPRO is still alive, and we understand there is a lot of undercover agents amongst us just watching. You know, they were just here. They're just here to monitor and to disrupt, and we understand that. So anybody talk about picking up weapons or doing anything evil, you'll put them on blast, man. You know, we not playing with them. You understand? So from there, let me see. Now, why did I say that? Okay, go to Romans. Yep, that's them brothers that always helping with everything, but they don't know no damn scriptures. You don't have the joy of the Lord in the scriptures. That's them agents. You always help with everything. You always this, that, you know, but the spirit is not there. You can't fool nobody. You might, you know, for real. You cannot fake the spirit of Christ. You cannot fake the Holy Spirit. Okay? You know? Hey, remember what that dude said? He said, man, I helped build the stage. I did the electrical on the stage. Then the government told me to burn it down. I'm like, yo, I really like that little, you know what I mean? I had to burn it down. You remember Danton Perry, you know? He said, man, I used to help the brother out. He needs some money. I hit him off, bum, 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 you know? I'm like, yo, I'm telling you all, this walk is spiritual, you know? This truth is spiritual. You can't fake it. You know, you could memorize scripture. You could do, yo, you can't fake it. Okay, so from there, check this. Romans 12 and 17 to 19 and Matthew 10 and 22.
The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil.
So we are not to recompense evil for evil. You understand? Somebody do evil, we do back evil to them. You understand what I'm saying? We should not be rolling into in that spirit. Okay, read on.
Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Hey, and when it says recompense no man evil for evil, I want you all also to understand this. All you camp leaders, you brothers on the street teaching. No. Y'all know we got a camp that always follow us around and try to take our camp spot and a lot of and so forth, right? Now, when these guys don't even go back and forth arguing with them, y'all understand what I'm saying? Okay, though, if these guys come back to your camp spot and they rah-rah, they want to go somewhere else, man. Because if you get into an altercation, even if you are right, even if we are right, we are still what? Wrong. Because the whole mission that Satan trying to do is to paint Israel in a what? In a bad light. Okay? So you brothers, you camp leaders, them dudes from the UPK, they step to y'all, they come to create problems, just go, so don't even go back and forth with them. You understand? Just say shalom, brothers, and just keep it moving. Record it and keep it moving. You know, don't argue with them like, oh, we was here first, none of that. Okay, we was here first, but yo, that's what you know, that if that's all you want to roll, okay, you could stay here. But we are not to go back and forth. This mission is bigger. Satan trying to paint an image of the Israelites, of us being hateful, of us being violent. Y'all understand? So